This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News at 11. I am Martina Brooks. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has commended the Confucius Institute for donating assorted educational, medical, sports, and nutritional supplies to children at Lolongta Childhood Development Center in Singa, Monrovia. The Chinese Initiative Institute is based at the University of Liberia, where the Chinese language is being taught. According to an executive mansion release, the president's commendation was contained in remarks delivered on her behalf by Minister of State Without Portfolio, Sylvester Grespe. Addressing a handover ceremony at the center in Fiamman, Minister Grespe described the donation as a clear manifestation of the true people-to-people friendship between China and Liberia. The Ministry of Health is building consensus with partners and stakeholders in Nema and Bon counties to administer a vaccine against cervical cancer for the first time in Liberia. The national coordinator of the supplemental immunization exercise at the Department of Health Services and Immunization Program at the ministry said the vaccine will protect teenagers from contracting cervical cancer, which he noted is prevalent across the country. Augustine Nure said the official administration of the vaccine is expected in the two counties in April this year. Speaking to the Liberian News Agency at the end of the stakeholders' forum held in Sanikoli, Nure said similar consensus will kick off in Bon County this week. The vaccine is a pilot program expected to be administered in the country for 2 years and will be administered twice a year with a dose every 6 months. Phase one of the vaccination exercise is targeting 14,216 girls 10 years of age in Nema and Bon counties. As the world commemorates World Water Day today, the Liberian Red Cross has renewed commitment to focusing attention on the provision and sustainable management of freshwater resources. The LNRCS focus point, Ambula Perry, in a release noted that many people, especially in rural and slum communities, are drinking from creeks and wells located in swamps due to limited access to good drinking water facilities. The release says there are often outbreaks of diarrhea, cholera, and malaria among community people, especially children, due to poor hygiene and unsafe drinking water, leading to the death of many children in communities. The Liberian Red Cross, with support from its partners, International Federation of Red Cross, the IFRC, is targeting at least 60 communities for the provision of sustainable water facilities in 5 counties. They are Bomi, Gbapolu, Grand Cape Mount, Margibi, and Mosiralu as it transitions from Ebola emergency to recovery. Meanwhile, the Danish Red Cross is already supporting the Liberian Red Cross in the provision of fresh water in 45 communities in Lofa, Bonk, and Nema. The Liberian Red Cross Community Environmental Health Project, supported by the ICRC Swedish Red Cross, is also helping to improve access to fresh water in some communities in Grand Gila, Maryland, and River Gene. In 1993, the United Nations General Assembly designated March 22 as World Water Day. The day is being celebrated annually worldwide to reflect the global population that are suffering from water-related issues and create awareness on how people can manage water to keep their lives healthy. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Several explosions have struck Brussels Airport and a metro system, causing at least 13 deaths. Two blasts tore through the departures areas of Zaventem Airport shortly after 8 o'clock a.m. local time. An hour later, an explosion hit Meabik metro station close to the EU institutions. The airport and whole transport system have been closed. The attacks come 4 days after Salah Abdeslam, the main fugitive in the Paris attacks, was seized in Brussels. The Belgian government has confirmed casualties at the airport but has not given no numbers. damage. The cause of the explosions is unknown. Belgium has now raised its terror threat to its highest level. And South Korea has confirmed its first case of the Zika virus in a man who had recently returned from Brazil. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said a 43-year-old was diagnosed on Tuesday and was being treated in Gwangju City. Zika, a mosquito-borne virus, has been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. It has spread rapidly in Brazil and the Americas and is suspected of causing birth defects. But WHO experts caution the link between a virus and microcephaly, in which babies are born with underdeveloped heads, is not yet proven. That's the Unmoreden News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org. facebook.com/unmil2003 or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Martina Bros. Good morning.